to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Thursday, 29 January. We're in the middle of, well, I would suppose, having good Jews blowing the whistle on bad Jews. I'm right in the middle of the life of an American Jew in racist Marxist Israel, that being Jack Bernstein. Probably finish this up today, more than likely. As a matter of fact, I know it will. And then what I want to start in on is the history and the rulership of the Rothschild dynasty and the related bloodlines, the financial scams, the wars for profit, leading up to, well, present day. These people have not changed. Their agenda has not changed. People thought that it was going to be a nuclear, a biological, or a chemical weapon that was going to stampede the lemmings out there and demanding more security. No, they will accomplish exactly what they will accomplish by the collapse of this economy. It's different ways to panic people, folks. And, of course, they have their police state in the wings waiting with all their grand plans on how to control the out-of-control population. Well, we should be in total control in a sanguine, peaceful nation. Not at war, at peace, solid economy, happy, contented little people. We all should be. Well, that's in a perfect world. One of the imperfections that we're driving at is the globalist, small problem here, trying to rule the entire world and using their banker buddies in order to do it. Well, they are the New World Order, folks. The Illuminist, if you will. And we'll get into more of that. Getting into the Rothschild dynasty and the related bloodlines. The intermarrying kind of people. And, of course, the Rockefellers as well is in there. Supposed to be competing houses for the same goal? Don't think so. Also, the influence of what, well, the Zionists have had over the Church of Rome. And many people have tried to argue that it's the Black Pope, it's the papacy, it's... No, it isn't. They're in league with the devil, because they are the devil. Sorry, you Catholics out there. Refer to your King James Bible if you need any guidance on that one. It's been all corrupted. The point is, it's been all corrupted, turned on its head. The truth from history has been eliminated from the books simply because these are the people that have the power to hang the heroes. If you're going to have a brave new world, folks, you can't have this bothersome history sticking around. We're going to continue with that history just here in a few minutes. A lot of emails have been coming my way. 99% of them favorable. One lady wanted to know, I'm writing to inquire whether CDs will be available of John's 128 awesome broadcast outlining a history of Israel and Zionism. This is something I need to get in the hands of some of my friends. Just call the office, 800-724-2719. This is going to be a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe Monday, Tuesday. We don't know. As I said, I'm going to go until I'm done to make it a matter of public record and to make my position known as well. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Continuing with 1985's Jack Bernstein, My Farewell to Israel, Thorn of the Middle East, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel, on the issue of terrorism and violence. The first Zionist Congress, which was held in 1897 in Basel, Switzerland, one of the goals was to create a Jewish state in the land of Palestine. At that time, only a few Jews were living in Palestine and were nearly all native Sephardic Jews, who are blood related to the Arabs. Now, these Palestinians or Sephardic Jews and the Palestinian Arabs were living in peace as they had for centuries. After Zionist Congress in 1897, European Ashkenazi Jews began migrating to Palestine and buying land wherever they could. Yet by 1920, they only owned 2% of Palestine. By 1948, when Israel declared itself a state, these invading Jews had increased their land ownership, but it was still less than 6%. To accommodate the increasing European Jewish migration, the Jews needed more lands, but the Palestinian Arabs refused to sell. So to get more land from the Palestinians, these communist-oriented European Ashkenazis resorted to one thing at which they were adept, terrorism. Their first major act of terrorism against the Palestinians was at the Palestinian village of Deir Yassin. During the night of April 9, 1948, two Zionist terrorist gangs, the Ergun and the Stern Gang, attacked and massacred over 250 men, women, and children. Menachem Begin, leader of the attack of Deir Yassin and later Prime Minister of Israel, has this to say, quoting him, "The massacre was not only justified, but there would not have been a state of Israel without the victory at Deir Yassin. The massacre at Deir Yassin caused the Palestinians to flee their homes in fear. The Zionist terrorists drove trucks with loudspeakers through the streets and over the roads of Palestine, warning Palestinians that what happened at Deir Yassin would happen to them if they didn't leave." Now, these Zionist terrorists weren't bluffing. For example, they killed 60 Palestinians at Balad Esh Shikik. They blew up 20 homes in Sasa, killing 60 women and children. They killed a number of women who were working at St. Simon Monastery in Jerusalem. They massacred 250 at Lydda. They killed 200, mostly old people, in a village mosque. They killed 51 workers. They returned from their fields at Kafir Qassam. Christian inhabitants of Kaaba Birim were expelled from the village and the village destroyed. The village cemetery was desecrated, my apologies, including the smashing of 73 crosses. Now, during the few months when these and other acts of terrorism were taking place, 300,000 Palestinian Christians and Muslims were forced to leave their homes or be killed by the terrorist groups, which were made up of European communist-oriented Jews. It was these same Marxist-oriented Jews who were soon to become the ruling elite of the State of Israel. From the beginning and to present, these terrorist Marxist-oriented Zionists have ruled Israel. Now, after Israel declared itself a state on May 14, 1948, Israeli terrorism continued in an effort to push more Palestinians from their home. Since 1948, and remember, this is written in 1985, always bear this in mind, 350 Christian churches and Muslim mosques have been destroyed by these Zionist terrorists. At this point, I wish to give this warning to all God-believing people in the United States, Christians, Muslims, and Jews. The destruction of religion by the Zionist Jews is well underway in the U.S. In Israel, it has nearly been accomplished. More on the destruction of the Christian faith later on in the program, folks, from a different source. This is the way that Zionists eliminate their opposition. To accomplish their goals, the Zionists will let no one stand in their way. During World War II, the Zionist leadership cooperated with the Nazis by delivering the lower-class Jews to the concentration camps. So it is not surprising that they sank the ship Patria, carrying 252 Jewish immigrants who the Zionists feared may oppose Zionism. In another incident, 760 Jewish lives were lost when the Zionists sank the ship Sturma for the same reason. Even well-known world figures are not immune to Zionist terrorism and violence. In 1948, in an effort to bring about a peaceful settlement in the Israeli-Palestine area, United Nations Count Folk Bernadotte of Sweden to mediate. Bernadotte favored a partition of the area of a portion of land for Jews and a portion for Palestinians. This angered the Zionists, who wanted all the land. In a brazen show of disregard for diplomacy, justice, and common decency, the Zionists eliminated Count Bernadotte. He and his driver were assassinated while riding down the streets of Jerusalem. Tens of millions of people have been killed since the Zionist Bolshevik Jews backed the Zionist-oriented Jewish international bankers that took over Russia. In the Middle East, these same Zionists and Bolshevik Jews are using the very same tactic to rout the Arabs from their land. They have killed untold thousands of Arabs and rendered hundreds of thousands homeless. The question arises, how many Arabs will they kill when the Zionists and the Bolsheviks gain control over the Middle East and when they gain physical control over America? Now, they already have control of nearly every phase of American life. If the Zionists ever succeed in imposing gun control on the American people, there'll be nothing left to stop them from complete takeover of America. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important to watch Barry Sartoro as he masquerades as president of the United States, to watch what they're going to do next with gun control. This has been in the works for a number of years, going back to the early 60s. Complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world. This is part and parcel of the UN. This is part and parcel of the globalist, that only select military and police will be able to have firearms. This was no accident. This has happened in Australia. This has happened in Germany to some extent. This has happened in Canada. This has happened in England. They're trying to do it here. Will they succeed? Depends on how many people know of the Grand Master Plan. Now, Ephraim Sevilla, here was a Russian Jew, migrated to Israel in 1971. After 5 years of frustration in Israel, he left, as nearly all other decent Jews. In his book, Farewell Israel, Sevilla predicted that Israel would only last another 10 years. He wrote it in 1975. Israel's existence could drag on past 1985, but I agree, the writer says with Sevilla, that Israel is doomed. Israel's Marxist-fascist policies, wars of aggression, plus racism, has led Israel to the brink of disaster. In anticipation of Israel's collapse, corrupt Israeli leaders and other Jews in positions of power have already been charged with embezzling large amounts of American taxpayer money given to Israel and Jewish donations and deposited this money in foreign accounts. This is still going on, folks. Israel is not going anywhere. This was in 1985. I don't think that these men that wrote this understood the full plan and how they meant to bring it to fruition. Israel is a very, very important player in the world order stage. And now it must be kept in mind that because of Israel's policies, the free countries of the world have turned against Israel and against the U.S. for supporting it. This has hurt Israel and especially the U.S. If Israel, as it exists, simply collapsed and ceased to exist, the world would certainly be better because of it. Unfortunately, the New York, Moscow, Tel Aviv triangle will not allow Israel to die quietly. As the collapse of Israel draws near, one of the two courses of actions by the New York, Moscow, Tel Aviv triangle is likely to be taken. And here are some of the predictions. Israel could trigger a large-scale Mideast war, a large war which Israel could not win alone. When the New York leg of the New York-Moscow-Tel Aviv triangle would use its influence on the U.S. government to send U.S. military forces to aid Israel. It isn't expected that the Moscow leg of the triangle will become militarily involved. Moscow will merely sit back and let the U.S. weaken itself in helping Israel fight the Arabs. At some point during the war, when the U.S. military is deeply involved in the U.S. citizens demoralized, the Zionist-oriented Jewish international bankers will make their move. I hope you're paying attention and putting this up against present day. And they say that evidence leads to the conclusion that these bankers who own the Class A stock of the U.S. Federal Reserve, America's central bank, in this position of power, these Zionist bankers can and likely will trigger an economic collapse in America, like they did in 1929, when they caused the stock market crash and started the severe depression of the 1930s. Since the money system currently used in the U.S. is not backed by gold, silver, or anything of value, the paper dollars and tin coins now in use will be worthless. In the resulting state of confusion, and in an effort to obtain food and other necessities, the American people will accept the new state's constitution. Now, a word on this. This was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. Back in 1966, it was a 10-year project costing millions of dollars. Just in time for the bicentennial of the United States, its 200th anniversary, 200th birthday, the new state's constitution was ready. But unfortunately, the globalists had their problems sewing up their deal to conclude the New World Order. They're in the process of it right now, folks. We will continue with this. I hope that you are sincerely paying attention to this, and other people need to hear this. These are the forces that we're battling right now. These are the forces that are, shall we say, destined to rule the world and destroy America.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I was saying before the break, in a resulting state of confusion and in an effort to obtain food and other necessities, the American people will accept the new state's constitution, which has already been written. This will place the American people under the dictates of a one-world government run by the Zionist-oriented international bankers and the Zionist Bolshevik Jews. Exactly what direction the war in the Middle East will take, only the New York-Moscow-Tel Aviv triangle and God will know. When it's all over, the main losers will be the American people, the Arab people, the Sephardic Jews, and the portion of the Ashkenazi Jews who are for justice and freedom. The winners will be the Zionist international bankers and the Zionist Bolshevik, that being the Communist Socialist Jews. The other likely course of action would be a backup if the American taxpayers say that's enough. The cost of supporting bankrupt Israel is draining increasing amounts of money from the American taxpayer. At some point, the taxpayers are going to say that's enough. When that happens, the Moscow leg of the New York-Moscow-Tel Aviv triangle will move in to fill the void. To neutralize the United States, the Zionist international bankers will likely create an economic collapse and throw the U.S. into a state of chaos. What military action the Soviet Bolshevik Jews and the Israeli Zionist Bolshevik Jews will take against the Arab countries, only the triangle and God, as I said, will know. It is likely they will strike into the Arab oil fields first. Whatever action is taken, whatever happens, one thing is certain. The losers will be, as aforementioned, the American, Arab, Sephardic, and some of the Ashkenazis, believe it or not, that are looking for justice and freedom. Now, based on developing military and economic and political actions in both the U.S. and Israel, the two courses of action I have mentioned appear to be the most logical for the New York-Moscow-Tel Aviv triangle to follow. Whether one of those two develops or whether a surprise is in store for us, only the warlords know for sure. This raises the question, what can we in America, as Americans, do to stop this unholy triad? Well, the stakes are very simple, folks. Very plain language. Slavery or freedom. And I must say that we have been dominated. We have been chattel slaves to the international bankers for 100 years now. Did any one of these politicians in Washington, D.C. consider or publicly utter, maybe it's time we take another look at the banking system, since this is where the failure lies in 1929, and this is where the failure lies in 2008. Not one of them. Ron Paul has been calling for an end to the Fed. He has no support whatsoever on Capitol Hill. The American people, knowing full well who these private corporate bankster gangsters are, would demand of Washington, D.C. the cessation of the contract that they have, the banking charter, be dissolved forever. In deciding the course of action to be taken to stop these warlords, one leg of the Zionist Bolshevik Jews is based in New York City. It was from this base that the financial and organizational aid was given to carry out the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. This revolution enabled the establishment of the second leg of the Zionist communist power, Moscow. If it were not for the continued support by the New York Zionist Bolshevik Jews and their nationwide network, communism would have collapsed long ago. But the various facets of power held by the Zionists in America have enabled them to trick the American people into supporting communism. Communism would not have gotten started, and most problems faced by Americans would not have developed if the news media would have kept the American people informed about the actions of the Zionists and Bolsheviks. However, these communists are clever. Before they began their acts of subversion in America, they gained control of the major newspapers, and especially the news service, which supply national and international news to the smaller daily papers. Since they controlled and still control the major news media outlets, including radio and television, they have been able to distort or omit the truth about their subversive acts. In 1920, and we've had people that have exposed this before, And it's been a discernible backlash over all these years. Not screeching, but a very slow resistance to one Henry Ford. In 1920, Henry Ford Sr. wrote, "If the American..."
You are tuned... Jews,
I just got a buzz in my head, whatever you were doing on the board. Okay. Thank you. Start again. "If the American people ever become aware of the truth about this coterie of Jews, it would be the solution. What Henry Ford meant was, if the American people ever learned the truth, they would take whatever action necessary to stop this bunch of Bolshevik Jews." And he did, folks. During the 20s, he compiled his writings, his editorial writings, in the Dearborn Independent, compiled them into a four-volume set of books, and every one of those Model Ts rolling off the lines in Dearborn, Michigan, back in the 1920s, had the books in the cars when people picked them up. It was amazing that Henry Ford had done that. He called it the International Jew.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
pot.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Many individuals and groups are in the process of trying to inform the American people about the danger they present to America and the free world nations, but still it's far too little to be effective. It would be in the interest of nearly every person who is aware to quietly but energetically help to spread the information to others. People who have interest would include the average American who wishes to preserve his or her freedom, Arab Americans who wish to remove the thorn of oppression in the Middle East, people from captive nations of Europe who wish to rid their homelands of the Bolshevik scourge, Ethiopian Americans who, and other Afro-Americans who have seen their homelands taken over by these communists, Chinese Americans, Vietnamese Americans, Korean Americans, Oriental Americans, who have felt the heavy hand of the communist oppression. And since each and every one of these nationalities are fighting the same destructive enemy, the Zionist and Bolshevik being the communist and socialist Jews, folks, it would be more effective if all join hands in a cooperative effort. I might add that leading the fight against the Zionist Jews should be the pro-American Jews, like myself, who love America and realize the destruction of the New York, Moscow, Tel Aviv has brought to the world. A word about the Holy Land state, since the land now occupied by Israel is rightly referred to as the Holy Land, all Christians, Muslims, and anti-Zionist Jews should cooperate in an effort to transform Israel into a demilitarized Holy Land state under the international supervision. Then, from this Holy Land could come the word of God instead of torture, war, and drugs. The real issue, I want to emphasize a key point of this book. It is a waste of time to talk about fighting communism and the problems it has caused. And it's a waste of time to talk about the international problems facing America unless the main cause of those problems has been identified. The cause and course of the Zionist-oriented Jewish international bankers and the Zionist Jews who operate behind the cloak of secrecy. A challenge. The contents of this book are expected to bring a strong reaction from the Zionist Jews. I'm well aware of the tactics of you, my Zionist brethren, used to quiet anyone who attempts to expose any of your subversive acts. If the person is a Gentile, you cry you're anti-Semitic, which is nothing more than a smokescreen to hide your actions. But if a Jew is the person doing the exposing, you resort to other tactics. First, you ignore the charges, hoping the information will not be given widespread distribution. If the information starts reaching too many people, you ridicule the information and the persons giving the information. If that doesn't work, your next step is character assassination. If the author or speaker hasn't been involved in sufficient scandal, you are adept at fabricating scandal against the person or persons. If none of these are effective, you are known to resort to physical attacks. But never do you try to prove the information wrong. So before you start your efforts to quiet me, I offer this challenge. You Zionists, assemble a number of Zionist Jews and witnesses to support your position, and I will assemble a like number of anti-Zionist, pro-American Jews and witnesses. Then the Zionists and the anti-Zionists will state their position and debate the material in this book and related material. The debate to be held on public television. Let's explore the information and let the American people decide for themselves if the information is true or false. Isn't that a fair challenge, he asked? Certainly you will willingly accept the challenge if what I have written is false. But if you resort to crying lies, all lies, and refuse to debate the material, you will, in effect, be telling the American people that what I have written are the true facts. This is a crazy world. What can be done? Well, information, folks, the truth. We're in the throes of the planned economic destruction, which I talked about more than a decade ago. People were citing that more instances like Waco was going to happen. Ruby Ridge, the just unchecked military-style violence against the American people would be their modus operandi. I didn't see it happening. The backlash against Ruby Ridge, Waco, was an absolute, absolute failure for them. It enraged the American people. They started to question of what type of justice, no matter who these people were, what type of justice that you can become judge, jury, and executioner all in one fell swoop through one or multiple federal agencies. Who are you people? It did not bode well for them. Not well at all. I knew better than 10 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, that there would not be a collapse of this country by way of war or invasion or anything else. That the plans were quietly humming along to deconstruct this country, to destroy its economy. To do again to the American people what they did in 1929 in leading up to the start of World War I Part II, where all the bankers just love to fund both sides because, well, they have guaranteed reparations, the obligations of the war debt, not necessarily to be carried by the vanquished, but the conquerors as well. Grand plan, folks. And it is a massive conspiracy, one that's been going on for hundreds of years. And you're seeing it come to its fruition today. What I'm going to get into next, and this is the bloodline. This is who these people are, where they came from, how they built their dynasty of power. And so far has not been rebuked or taken apart by those nations that they wish to control. To date, it has not been done. Many people have talked about it. It is no accident, ladies and gentlemen, and you will see by the evidence I'm about ready to present to you on the issue of the IRS, on the issue of the banks, the private corporations, how these people masterfully, and if you don't appreciate, I mean, some people sometimes cock an eyebrow when I say this, but if you do not appreciate the mastery of their grand plan, well, it has been an absolute disaster for freedom-loving human beings. Notice I didn't say slaves or humanist. I said freedom-loving people, not only here in this country, but around the world. They're so very close right now, folks, so very close. The planned destruction in the United States had to happen. Some people have contended that, well, this was a way to bring about their total plan for world dominance and global order and global rule. I don't think it was necessary to start the United States. Maybe it was. Jury's still out on that one. In order to bring about cataclysmic, chaotic opposition, country against country. Or maybe the failed experiment in America did things to upset their plans, to set their timelines back. And I've made this observation many times, the way this country is right now, with the non-education, non-information, the American people are starting to wake up. Their play toys have been taken away from them. Charge today, live for tomorrow. Forget about payment. You can handle it. Enjoy life. Be a materialistic, narcissistic, self-centered butthead, if you will. And people fell for it. The American dream. It was not the American dream, folks. Did not start out that way. That was what was supplanted. That's what people took to. The life of Riley. Or the lap of luxury. Not being rich, not even being wealthy, but having the pretense of being so. The illusion. It was the opium dealer. Try it a few times, kid, you'll love it. Best high in the world. After a few times, you realize you've got to have more of it. And before too long, you realize you can't do without it. The most wealthy bloodline in the world, bar none, and the leader of the Ashkenazi Jews in the world today is the Rothschilds family. As you will see in this timeline, the Rothschilds have obtained this position through lies, manipulation, and murder. Their bloodlines extend into the royal families of Europe, and the following family names, Astor, Booty, Collins, DuPont, Freeman, Kennedy, Morgan, Oppenheimer, Rockefeller, Sassoon, Schiff, Taft, and Van Duren. And it started out in 1743. Mayor Amschel Bauer is born in Frankfurt, Germany, the son of Moses Amschel Bauer, a money lender and the proprietor of a counting house. Now remember what I was talking about on Monday about Benjamin Friedman speaks out on Zionism, how he demonstrated how Nazi Germany came about, how Germany was defeated in World War I. Following his father's death, Bauer returns to Frankfurt to take over his father's business. Bauer recognizes the significance of the red hexagram and changes his name from Bauer to the Rothschild. After the red hexagram or sign signifying 666 hanging over the entrance door, Rot, by the way, is German for red. Schild is German for sign, red sign. Moses Amschel Bauer places a red sign above the entrance of his door to his counting house. The sign, as I said, red hexagram, which under Rothschild instruction will end up on the Israeli flag some 2 centuries later. Now Meyer Amschel Rothschild, he discovers that General von Estorff is now attached to the court of Prince William IX of Hesse-Hanau, one of the richest royal houses in Europe, which gained its wealth by hiring out Hessian soldiers to foreign countries for vast profits, a practice that continues today in the form of exporting peacekeeping groups throughout the world. He therefore makes the general's reacquaintance on the pretext of selling him valuable coins and trinkets at discounted prices. As he plans, Rothschild is subsequently introduced to Prince William himself, who is more than pleased with discounted prices he charges for his rare coins and trinkets, and Rothschild offers him a bonus for any other business the prince can direct his way. Rothschild subsequently becomes close associates with Prince William and ends up doing business with him and members of the court. He soon discovers that loaning money to governments and royalty is more profitable than loaning to individuals, as the loans are bigger and are secured by the nation's taxes. 1769, Mayor Amschel Rothschild is given permission by Prince William to hang a sign on the front of his business premises declaring that he is M.A. Rothschild, by appointment, court factor to His Serene Highness, Prince William of Hanau. In 1770, Mayor Amschel Rothschild draws up plans for the creation of the Illuminati and entrusts the Ashkenazi Jew Adam Weishaupt, a crypto-Jew who was outwardly Roman Catholic, with its organization and development. The Illuminati is to be based upon the teaching of the Talmud, which in turn the teachings of the rabbinical Jews. It was to be called the Illuminati, as this is a Luciferian term, which means keeper of the light. Mayor Rothschild, born the first of Mayor Amschel Rothschild's sons. He, like all of his brothers who follow him, will enter the family business at the age of 12. 1776, Adam Weishaupt officially completes his organization of the Illuminati on May 1st of this year. I might add a little caveat here. That is why May Day, May 1st, is Commie Day. The purpose of the Illuminati is to divide the Goyim, all non-Jews, through political, economic, social, and religious means. The opposing sides were to be armed and incidents were to be provided in order for them to fight amongst themselves, destroy national governments, destroy religious institutions, and eventually destroy each other. That same year, Weishaupt soon infiltrates the Continental Order of Freemasons with his Illuminati doctrine and establishes the Lodges of the Grand Orient to be their secret headquarters. This was all under the orders and finance of Mayor Amschel Rothschild, and the concept has spread and is followed within Masonic lodges worldwide to the present day. Weishaupt also recruits 2,000 paid followers, including the most intelligent men in the field of arts and letters, education, science, finance, and industry. They were instructed to follow the methods in order to control people. And here are the six. Subverting governments use monetary and sex bribery to obtain control of men already in high places, in the various levels of all governments and other fields of endeavor. Once influential persons had fallen for the lies, deceits, and temptations of the Illuminati, they were to be held in bondage by application of political and other forms of blackmail. Theaters of finance ruin public exposure, the financial harm, even death to themselves and loved members of their families. Subverting education. The faculties of colleges and universities will to cultivate students possessing exceptional mental ability, belonging to well-bred families with international leanings, and recommend them for special training in internationalism, or rather, the notion that only a one-world government can put an end to reoccurring wars and strife. Such training was to be provided by the granting of scholarships to those selected by the Illuminist. Subvert ethics. I'll pick this one up after the break. The world we live in today, ladies and gentlemen, without these international bankers, these Ashkenazi people, our world would be so much different. Just think about here in the United States, if we didn't have the banks that run and control our government and corporations. And that's right, you and I.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Misspoke. There were four planks, not six, to their plans here to get this thing started. Subvert the ethics, policies, measures, religions, governments, and banks, all influential people trapped into coming under the control of the Illuminists. Plus, the students who had been specifically educated and trained were to be used as agents and placed behind the scenes of all governments as experts and specialists. This was so they could advise the top executives to adopt policies which would in the long run serve the secret plans of the Illuminati One World Conspiracy and bring about the destruction of the governments and religions they were elected or appointed to serve. Recent example of that, Bill Clinton. Where did he go to college? That's right, in jolly old England. Subversion of the press. To obtain absolute control of the press, at the time the only mass communications media was distributed information to the public, so that all news and information could be slanted in order to make the masses believe that a one-world government is the only solution to many and varied problems. In 1784, Adam Weishaupt issues his order for the French Revolution to be started by Maximilian Robespierre in book form. This book was written by one of the Weishaupt's associates, Xavier Zwack, and sent by courier from Frankfurt to Paris. However, en route there, the courier is struck by lightning. The book detailing this plan, discovered by the police, are handed over to the Bavarian authorities. As a consequence, the Bavarian government orders the police to raid Weishaupt's Masonic lodges of the Grand Orient and the homes of his most influential associates. Clearly, the Bavarian authorities were convinced that the book was discovered was the very real threat by a private group of influential people to use wars and revolutions to achieve their political ends. In 1785, the Bavarian government outlaws the Illuminati and closes all the Bavarian lodges of the Grand Orient. See, folks, this is not a theory when governments take action. This is part of history, not a theory. In 1785, Mayor Amschel Rothschild moves his family home to a five-story house in Frankfurt, which he shares with the Schiff family. In 1786, the Bavarian government publishes the details of the Illuminati plot in a document entitled The Original Writings of the Order and Sect of the Illuminati. They then send this document to all heads of church and state throughout Europe, but sadly, their warnings are ignored. Due to European ignorance of the Bavarian government in 1789 and that warning, the Illuminati's plan for a French Revolution succeeded this year to 1793. This revolution was a banker's dream. It established a new constitution and passed laws that forbade the Roman Church from levying tithes or taxes, and also removed its exemption from taxation. 1790, Mayor Amschel Rothschild states, "Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws." In 1791, Rothschild gets control of the nation's money through Alexander Hamilton, their agent in George Washington's cabinet, when they set up a central bank in the USA called the First Bank of the United States. This established a 20-year charter. John Robison publishes a book entitled, in 1798, Proofs of a Conspiracy Against All Religions and Governments of Europe, carried on in the secret meetings of Freemasons, Illuminati, and reading societies. In this book, Professor Robinson of the University of Edinburgh, one of the leading intellects of his time, who in 1783 was elected General Secretary of the Royal Society of Edinburgh, gave details of the whole Rothschild Illuminati plot. History, folks. We'll continue after the top of the hour break. Hope you will stay with us. And more importantly, pass this information along.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over. And you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance.
prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.